Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back together again. Buck, we had a great day yesterday. After Rhett and I did the show in the morning, then we went down and met up with you at the winter meetings down there in San Diego, downtown at the Hyatt, and had a great time visiting with some baseball folks. We're going to have a lot of content kind of roll out as we get closer to the baseball season. We'll give everybody a little snippet today. But man, it was great to see you in person. Great to catch up, and it was a blast yesterday.
It was great, DJ. It's kind of one of the things on the bucket list in terms of meeting all the baseball people that we were able to talk to, and then some of the other people that were hanging around the lobby. You hear so much about the winter meetings, the Hostile League, et cetera, but to see it kind of play out in real time was fascinating. But it also was fascinating to hear about the way people approach not only team building in baseball, but how they utilize analytics and some of the other stuff technology-wise that baseball has always been on the front end of it, and it's just making its way into football.
Yeah, we're going to give you a little snippet of that, a conversation we had with the Padres general manager, president, A.J. Preller. We'll give you a little taste of that a little bit later on in the episode. But I want to start off, we were going to just start off with what we saw last night in the game with Tampa Bay, kind of the comeback win. Tom Brady, once again, makes some game-winning drive, makes some big-time plays. But, man, we had some shocking news that just came down as we're getting ready to kick off here, and that was the Tennessee Titans relieving John Robinson of his duties as general manager. And, you know, I guess I'll just kick it over to you right away. This is somebody that we've known for a long time, going back to our scouting days. And, man, I won't lead you on that one. I'd love to get your thoughts here initially on what went down there in Tennessee.
Shocked. I'm absolutely shocked because normally, DJ, when we think about jobs in the National Football League, it's a meritocracy. You are either hired or fired based on how you perform. And when I look at the job that J-Rob did with the Tennessee Titans, it certainly was a job that was not only above average, it was excellent in certain facets. They went to the playoffs 4 of 6 years there. Last year, the team had the number one seed. Yeah, you faltered in the playoffs, but that's not necessarily a reason to be disappointed. Your job is to put the team in a position to compete for a title each and every year. And when you look at this team, they were in a position to do that. They were dominating division. They're on their way to win their third straight AFC South title. And even though it's down, but your job is to win the division. You win the division, it gets you a ticket into the postseason. You get into the postseason, anything can happen. So it has to be something bigger, maybe to come out. But I just can't imagine this was about performance, because the team had performed at a high level. The team was very, very successful in terms of turning some of their homegrown picks into stars. I just don't understand. I can't imagine what it would be that would lead John Robinson to have to exit stage right.
Yeah, I mean, they just had given him an extension before the season started. And you mentioned it. The record is pretty impeccable here. When you look at what he's accomplished in his brief time there, 6 years, he's 66-43, been in the playoffs four times. You mentioned it, getting ready to win the division for the third straight year. And I know some people are speculating, wow, it's on the heels of the A.J. Brown game. He traded A.J. Brown. That hasn't worked out well so far, although Treylon Burks, we'll see what he develops into. But you know what you had in A.J. Brown was a star player. They couldn't get a contract done. They traded him to Philadelphia. He lights him up last week. There's got to be more. There's got to be something else we don't know about, because that's not enough. I mean, that would be like the Philadelphia Eagles firing Howie Roseman for passing on Justin Jefferson and not looking at a track record of playoff appearances, and in his case, in the Super Bowl, and then just kind of letting one mistake force somebody out and not give him a chance to make up for it. We saw Howie Roseman, one of the all-time makeup bids here. You lose Justin Jefferson, he goes out and gets A.J. Brown. He drafts Devontae Smith. He covered up for that mistake, and you trust him to do so because he's got a track record of winning. John Robinson's done nothing but win with the Tennessee Titans, including being the number one seed in last year's playoffs. So it doesn't pass a smell test here that the A.J. Brown move, unless it was just some major friction between him and Vrabel. But I think, you know, as far as I knew, those guys were close. So that would be very surprising to me if that's really all it was.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many things to unpack when it comes to this move. Is what is the goal of the organization when it comes to leadership at the top? And were Robinson and Mike Vrabel on the same page when it came to not only the short-term objectives, but the long-term vision of how this team needed to play out and what the roster needed to look like, and utilizing the draft and trade markets and free agency and all those other things. When we look at this team, and this is a team that we've talked about, this team normally serves as a measuring stick for other teams when it comes to dealing with a team that is as physical as they are. They have a 250-pound running back who's been a rushing champion, a two-time rushing champion who sets the table. Comeback player of the year in Ryan Tannehill. You look at their defensive front, they have loaded up with playmakers and disruptors at the point of attack. And, you know, the roster is solid. Now, are there some holes that probably could be addressed? Yeah, but even with that, we're talking about 10 or 11 wins from this team annually. Any general manager who is being held accountable to their record, 10, 11 wins each year is by far a solid job when it comes to building a team and having a team in position to compete at a championship level.
I mean, they're going to be in the postseason for the fifth time in his 7 years as general manager of the team. I mean, come on. I mean, everybody would sign up for that. And as we've seen, and we talked about this with some of the baseball guys when we were down at the baseball winter meetings, we saw last year in baseball, just get in the tournament, man. If you get in the tournament, anything can happen. And they saw the downside of it last year when they were a high seed and were bounced. But you get into the tournament this year, who knows? You got a physical team. You can play with anybody. You never know what can happen. So very, very interesting timing there, too, just to happen in the middle of the season. Again, doesn't pass the smell test. We'll see if we're missing some other information at this point in time. We don't have it. RC, though, Ryan Cowden, someone you've worked with, someone I've known forever, Buck. I think, you know, he'll do a great job stepping into this role. I'd imagine he'd be a legitimate candidate to take over full time as the next general manager of the Titans, someone you know well. For those that don't know much about Ryan, why don't you tell them a little bit about his background?
Yeah, Ryan is a little man. He's been up and coming for a long time. When I first started with the Carolina Panthers, Ryan was there, and he has worked his way up the ranks. Kind of sees football in what I call an old school way. He wants to be strong when it comes to being able to run the football, stop the run. You have to have enough dynamic athletes to make sure that you're able to make plays in the pass game while also covering. And it's about making sure that those marquee positions feature blue chip players. He has been there in Tennessee. He has worked up under J-Rob. He knows what this team looks like. He also understands the roster. So that'll give him an opportunity while he's there to address some of the issues that they need to address to give this team the best chance to compete at a high level in the postseason. And maybe, just maybe, if he does well in his temporary stay, maybe you have an opportunity to stay on as the permanent general manager after they dismiss J-Rob.
Yeah, they'll go through the process. They'll do a deep search, and they'll bring in a bunch of candidates and they'll interview them. But I would not be surprised if Ryan got elevated there. You also have Monty there, Monty Osaforth, who's a really good personnel guy. They have built, under J-Rob, a really, really good personnel department there. So, again, kind of shocking news for this to come down out of Tennessee. So we wanted to hit that right off the top. And now let's transition to what we saw last night. Another Tom Brady comeback win. Buck, your biggest takeaway on that one, it seems like the Saints have kind of had their number, and it looked like that was going to happen again, down 16-3 in the fourth quarter, but here come the Buccaneers, and very much still alive here as a 6-6 squad.
Yeah, no, like, as long as you have Tom Brady, you have a chance. And, you know, Tom Brady's at that point where he can't give you vintage Tom Brady for 60 minutes, but he certainly can give it to you in spurts. He certainly can turn back the clock for 5 minutes if the game is tight enough and play like Tom Brady of old. That's what we're seeing. This offense is kind of clunky, disjointed. I don't think all the pieces of the puzzle fit, but number 12 can erase a lot of flaws and mistakes, and he's been able to do that. Defensively, I think, is where Tampa has to continue to improve. They have done some things to put themselves in a position to be able to stop the run and all that, but now they got to get off the field and third in critical situations. They are in the hunt, but this is a team that has so much room to grow. I just wonder, will they realize their potential this season, because the clock is ticking and the sands of the hourglass are dwindling as they need to turn the season around.
Yeah, no, I you know, I've always said, man, if you get in tournament with Tom Brady, you've got a shot. I still think with all the injuries they've had, I think this is a pretty flawed group here in Tampa. I don't know anybody really be scared to play against this team, but that fourth quarter was kind of vintage Brady. Look, he did a nice job. He takes what they give you. So you're going to give him checkdowns. He's going to hit the backs underneath. He's going to take some of those layups. Did a nice job getting out of bounds, preserving time. But really kind of the big play in this comeback was the pass interference on the deep ball to Mike Evans. That put the ball right there at the one, allows him to get that touchdown to put him within one score, and they did it in a pretty efficient manner. So, again, I think that's a veteran. Take what they give me, take what they give me. I got one-on-one. I'm going to take a shot. You got two or three things that can happen that go in your favor. You get a catch, you get a pass interference. That was the case there, and really kind of helped save the game. A nice job by Rashad White, the rookie, on that little route there for the game winner underneath was impressive. He's going to be a really good player for them. A big back, productive there at ASU, and you see what he can do out of the backfield as well. So kind of sum it all up there. It's a good win for Tampa. They're a team that I think, you get in the tournament, you've got Tom Brady, absolutely, you've got a shot. I think it's too flawed of a group to make much of a run, but that was a big win for them last night over the New Orleans Saints. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have some fun digging into the new head coach in the Pac-12. It's at the University of Colorado. Maybe you heard of him, Deion Sanders. We're going to discuss that right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football. You can stream live, local, and primetime games on your phone or tablet, 45-minute game replays with NFL Plus Premium, and more. This is the NFL for every fan. This is football freedom. This is your game on the go. Go to plus.nfl.com and sign up now. All right, Buck, let's get into this Deion Sanders hire at Colorado. It's Deion, somebody you know better than I do, but I've got a chance to work with him over the years as well, and somebody that obviously has an aura and a presence about him. You could see that if you watched him speaking to his team or in the press conference, or if you've just been on planet Earth for any amount of time, you know Deion and the juice that he brings. But I love the fact that Deion didn't just jump right into this job. I think the most important factor in him being a success is the fact he spent three full years there at Jackson State and really kind of learned how to be a college head coach without any resources. And now he's going to get a chance to go to a Power Five team where he's going to have some resources at his disposal to go out and do things the way he wants them done. But I think those 3 years that he spent are going to be why he has a chance to be a real success.
Yeah, I absolutely think. The only way to learn how to be a head coach is to be a head coach. No matter where Deion Sanders was, he needed to learn some of the things that go along with being a head coach, directing the program, leading players, leading coaches, understanding how to manage and organize not only the way that you want to play the game, but how do you play the game in game action. So he had an opportunity to do that for three full seasons. He also had an opportunity to hire staff and continue to add pieces to that staff to help him become a better head coach. And so when I think about all the things that are about to take place at Colorado, the number one thing that he was doing, he's assembling an all-star cast when it comes to being around him. You know, our buddy Dennis Thurman is coming along with him. The reports of Willie Taggart and others coming with him. He talked about the head coach from Kent State coming over to be his offensive coordinator. And anyone who knows what Kent State has been doing the last few years, they ranked number three in offense, utilizing a system that's very familiar to those in the Big 12 that watch Art Briles and how Baylor used to play. And so this is not a novelty act where Deion is going to come and kind of be the Ringling and Barnum and Bailey circus and do all this other stuff. He's going to put together a legitimate team. And so I think this is going to be one that's going to be interesting to watch because he has resources. It'll be about getting recruits to Boulder. And the one thing that we do know about Colorado, in the past, they've been a dominant team. So they certainly can find a way to get back to that. It's been a long time since they've been that team. But man, what a pretty place to go. What a centrally located place when you think about the recruiting hotbeds of Texas and Southern California, being able to get there on an hour, 2 hour flight. There's a lot of stuff that's available to Deion that will give him an opportunity to really have an opportunity to play well and play well in the big pack, the Pac-12.
Yeah, and I think he's going to do it, you know, his way too in recruiting. You look back at Colorado when they've been good. You mentioned it. Texas and California have been the two states they go to. Look, if you can convince, you know, studs from the Southeast to go play at an HBCU, that hasn't been done since Deion got there, and decades and decades of recruiting five-star elite players to go to HBCUs, you're going to be able to convince those same players from the Southeast, I believe, to get on a plane and go be with Deion in Colorado. And that, to me, can be a game changer because we've talked about it on the West Coast. I mean, you can go get your quarterbacks out here, your receivers out here. You can get some offensive linemen. But in terms of stud defensive linemen, usually it's the Southeast where you got to go to get them. And nobody's bigger in the state of Florida than Deion Sanders. So I would imagine he still keeps that, you know, that Florida pipeline, try and get that going as well and give Colorado something they haven't had, which is access to some of those defensive linemen down there in the Southeast.
You know, DJ, when we think about it, because we always talk about it off air, we talk about building the perfect team and building the perfect team on the West Coast, because the one area of weakness on the West Coast, you talked about quarterbacks and skill guys, you won't find many better because the weather is conducive to being able to throw the ball year round. The one area of weakness are in the trenches, particularly at the defensive line. You just don't have the massive bodies that are able to be found in the Southeast part of the country that go to those SEC schools. And so the only way that you can be a dominant team in the Pac-12, but also be able to compete in the college football playoff, you have to be able to infiltrate that area and convince some of those kids to come out west. Deion has a big personality. Deion did a really good job of convincing people to go to Little Jackson, Mississippi, to go to an HBCU, Jackson State, that was downtrodden prior to his arrival. So we know that he has the recruiting chops. Now is, can he get everybody on board and in a more competitive league where he's going to face, like, look, big time programs, even though USC is soon to depart, but he is going to have to step it up a notch because Oregon and those other teams, can he get a roster that can compete with those guys? And then can he assemble a coaching staff that is able to max the X and O's with those guys? That's what it comes down to, because that's how you're really successful in the Pac-12.
Well, the interesting thing to me, too, is if you look at the top, and look, you mentioned it, USC, UCLA only have one more year, then they're out of there. That's going to open things up for Colorado as well. But when you look at this next year, you look at the coaches at USC, Washington, Oregon, Utah, Oregon State, UCLA. These are all outstanding coaches. So he's going to be challenged from that standpoint like he wasn't in the SWAC. So that's going to be something new for him there. But I think he'll adjust. He'll make the adjustments. I'm anxious to see his son. Have you seen his son going through the Elite 11 stuff, Buck? Because I've never seen his son as a quarterback. I'll be honest, I haven't seen any of the video on him. But I know, as he mentioned, he's part of that luggage. I think he said is Louis luggage. It's coming with him, including his son, the quarterback. Have you seen him play?
I have seen him play. I watched a lot of their games. Like, full disclosure, Deion is a friend. Several coaches on that staff at Jackson State were friends of mine. So I would stay in tune and in touch with what was going on down in Jackson State. We'll watch their games on TV. I will say Shadur is outstanding. Outstanding player. I want to say maybe two-time SWAC player of the year, threw the ball all over the yard, can make things happen. But he's a traditional pocket passer. And so they'll play a traditional game. And as they evolve and maybe utilize some of the things that made Art Briles' offenses so difficult to defend at Baylor during his heyday, look, Shadur should have an opportunity to do some of those things. They got to get some weapons on the outside. They got to beef up the defense. But I expect this to be a big time situation for Deion to step into Colorado, kind of maybe shake off some dust and kind of bring them back to prominence. And if he does that, he's certainly going to elevate the way NFL scouts view his son, Shadur, because this is a step up in competition. Let's see if Shadur is ready to take that leap.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see him. I've heard good things, and obviously you gave him a strong recommendation there. So I'm excited to see what he looks like, what this Colorado program looks like. I think he even promised new uniforms, which I thought that was a fascinating side of this thing. There, Colorado's a Nike school, I believe, right, Buck? And Deion goes way back with Under Armour. So I would imagine he's going to have to kind of transfer over his allegiance to Nike, because I would imagine that's not a contract you can get out of if you're Colorado. Those are program-wide, athletic-wide contract agreements there. But I would imagine you're going to see some new uniforms, and I would imagine they'll be pretty sweet. What Deion is always known for is the look good, feel good, play good, and that is on the way there at Colorado.
Here's the thing, DJ. I am one of those that believes I don't think you need to mess with Colorado's uniform. I think Colorado's uniform has always been the best when they've had the gold dome.
He's going to mess with them.
They've had the pure blackout. I don't think they need much of anything. I think you can take it retro and be fine with it. It's one of the best uniforms that I've always loved. So I'm just going to say, Deion, don't mess with it too much. Don't mess with it too much. I think we're good with the black and gold. I think it's nice as it is.
I'm with you. I think they're good. They're a good solid uniform. He ain't gonna. He's doing something. He's gonna spice it up a little bit. He's gonna change it up a little bit in more ways than one. Not just the uniforms, man. That speech, by the way, you got to go watch his speech to the team. He basically just said, "You guys can all leave." You know,
I did.
Go ahead and leave. I got some other kids I'd like to bring in here.
Whew.
How about we'll go ahead and get into portals? What's our offseason going to be like?
Yeah.
Well, offseason is going to be about me trying to run all you guys out of here. That's what our offseason is going to be like.
just unbelievable. Like it's funny, but here's the thing that I will say, because if you looked at the meeting, you heard them talk about old school stuff, hats off, no earrings, sitting up front in class, all those things. I think one of the big misconceptions about Prime is that it's all flash and no substance. And so it'll be interesting to see how he puts his old school imprint on this team while still having some of the flamboyance that he's known for. You talk about a must-see deal. Wait to spring ball in Boulder. That should be interesting.
Whew. Yeah, no, you got to make a trip up there and see DT and all your buddies and let me know what that looks like, because I need to report back of how that's going up there in Boulder, Colorado. Looking forward to it, though. You know, again, Deion's been... He's been close with Bucky. He's been great to me in my time with him. So we're rooting for him. Hopefully everything goes well up there for the Buffs. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to come back, give you a little taste of what we were able to get done at the baseball winter meetings, talking with some team builders and how that correlates to football. We'll get to that right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
All right, Buck, we had a blast at the baseball winter meetings. We've done this twice now, and people might ask, what in the world are guys from NFL Network doing at the baseball winter meetings? But we focus on scouting on this podcast, on this show. We always are curious about team building and building a winner, building a championship club. And it's great to visit with guys from other sports. We do it all the time. And it was great to be with these guys in person. I want to give everybody just a little snippet. Again, we'll release a lot of this content probably as we get closer to baseball season. We'll release it. But this is a little snippet from our conversation with the Padres team president, AJ Preller. And you asked a great question about building the proper roster. So let's roll that and we'll talk about it on the back end.
DJ and I come from teams where when you're building your team from scratch, you look at the top team in the division. You want to make sure that you can build a team to beat the bully in the division because that ensures you get into the playoffs. You get to the playoffs, anything can happen. When you're building your team from scratch, do you look at the top team in the division and kind of use them as a gauge, or do you build them with kind of the perfect team in mind that's going to win over time?
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's about like, you know, what's championship level standard. So for us, we talk about, you know, the big stage, and that's the World Series and a team that, you know, can beat anybody at any time and what that looks like. And, you know, our division in the NL West, a very competitive division. Obviously, you know, Dodgers set a high bar. The Giants, you know, winning 108 games or whatever it was a couple of years ago. And the Diamondbacks and Rockies being very competitive. So I think you want to, you know, at least factor in, hey, you know, whether it's, you know, where you're playing at, left-hand, right-hand split, some, you know, some of the team that's strong in a certain area. But in general for us, we're looking more at like what should play, you know, big picture, long term, what looks like it'll play, you know, as far as putting a championship type team on the field. And that's, I think, more, you know, more general based and just specific about a team in your division.
I think that's interesting, Buck, because we've talked about it before. As you mentioned, you know, hey, the fastest way, the easiest way to get in the postseason is to win your division. And a lot of teams will, you know, try and build their roster to be able to deal with the challenges they have within the division. I think he spoke to kind of more aspirational, saying, hey, if we're not in it to win the whole thing, then what are we doing here? So if we're trying to find, in his words I wrote down, were championship standard, you know, having a championship standard for your positions. And that might be different in terms of, you know, what you need at some positions versus others. But I would imagine, you know, at those key positions, it goes back to what we've always talked about, those key core positions, you got to have championship players. You can fill in around them at some of these other positions that we don't deem as the premium spots.
Yeah, DJ, I think we've talked about it loosely. We both come from different places, but I think we've loosely kind of settled on 8 to 12 blue chip players are necessary on your team to be at a championship roster. I think you skew more towards 12. I think I probably settle in around 10 or so, but normally you have to have 10 to 12 guys that are top 5, top 10 at their position to be able to compete at a championship standard. So you think about that general rule while also building your team to win in your division. So for instance, if you play in the AFC North, you got to have a team that can deal with cold weather. You got to deal with big quarterbacks. You got to deal with the running game. You got to deal with explosive playmakers. So that means you got to have pass rushers, corners. You got to have a level of toughness to your team to be able to compete. When you go out west and you think about the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks and how they get down out there, very similar, but a little different because you have to account for weather and other issues and those things. And so the general point is, look, we need guys that can play at a high level. Guys that are, I think yesterday when we were there, we were talking about October guys, championship guys, postseason players that can get it done when it's got it have it time. And so those guys have to have blue chip qualities. You got to have not only the athleticism, the playmaking ability, but they also got to have the toughness and the guts to be able to play in those moments. So when you're evaluating players on tape, you have a very clear vision for how this player needs to play and is this player up to snuff. Because if he's not a championship standard player, then why are we bringing him in? Because we're looking to get better. We're not looking to stay status quo.
Yeah, and I think it's just collecting as many of those guys as you possibly can. And then I think if you focus on building a team with championship standards and to win, you know, a Super Bowl championship, you're going to inevitably have a team that's good enough to compete and do what it needs to do inside your division. I think, you know, I think my opinion has changed a little bit over the years of you can't get so, you know, division obsessed because that can change. You know, mm-hmm. You can't control what those other teams in your division are going to do. Look at the Miami Dolphins, how the dynamic of that football team changed just over a 2-year period. Really, just one guy. Add Tyreek Hill, you know, coupled with Waddle, like those two moves change that entire division. So you might have been building a division or building a team to compete with one version of the Miami Dolphins as an example. And then that team totally pivots and changes. And now you've got a team that doesn't really match up. So I think that the championship standard, I think that's a good phrase we can keep an eye on moving forward.
You know, DJ, it's funny. So when you think about championship standard, well, naturally, if my team is in the AFC, the team that I'm comparing my team to is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reason why, because the Kansas City Chiefs have been in the conversation the last 4 or 5 years. If we have to go through Pat Mahomes and company to get to the championship, do I have enough ammunition to win a shootout with them? Do I have enough firepower on defense to neutralize what they can do from an offensive standpoint? You have to kind of measure your team like that because they're the standard in the bar. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills would be in that that conversation too. We were talking about the Cincinnati Bengals because they're just coming from there. So yes, it is this general rule where you're looking at the top 4 or 5 best teams in the National Football League, the teams that have consistently been in the championship conversation. How does my team stack up against those guys? Do we feel good enough where if we have to go on the road and play them in their place, do we have enough firepower to deal with them? I think as a general manager, a team builder, a head coach, that vision always has to be in your mind while dealing with what you're dealing with, trying to get them better to compete at the highest level that you can bring them to.
No doubt. It's a great conversation. Again, we love talking about team building and be on the lookout for more of that baseball content as we roll it out. But always take notes and learn a lot when we get a chance to visit with these guys from another sport. So be on the lookout for that. I want to encourage everybody to watch the Raiders-Rams. They're going to get after it on Thursday Night Football. That is 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. That's on Prime Video. You can also find that on NFL Plus. All right, this has been a fun one. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. I want to remind you all that Move the Sticks content, you can find it on the YouTube channel for the NFL, the NFL channel, the NFL app, NFL.com. It's everywhere. You can find your Move the Sticks content. We appreciate you guys hanging with us, and we'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.